Report: Hunter weighs launching legal defense fund to afford high-powered lawyers costing $100K/month. By Wendell Hussebo on February 6, 2023. Hunter Biden is reportedly weighing the creation of a legal defense fund to cover the charges of his high-powered attorneys, which experts estimate to cost at least $100,000 per month. It is unknown who would run the fund and what types of parameters or confidentiality rules would be adopted to avoid compromising Hunter's father, The Washington Post reported. It is unclear if foreign money would be accepted by the fund or who would be interested in defending Hunter from both the Justice Department and congressional probes. Hunter has hired four top-notch lawyers to defend himself against potential charges of tax fraud and gun violations, along with nine congressional probes into potential violations, including wire fraud. Hunter's high-powered attorneys could be costing him more than $100,000 per month, legal experts told Breitbart News in December. The attorneys are a formidable front against congressional staffers and public servants. Hunter's lawyers are lead attorney Kevin Morris, a high-profile entertainment lawyer, and Abbey Lowell, who represents high-profile individuals engulfed in political scandals, along with Chris Clark and Joshua A. Levy. Clark's professional history includes working as a partner at the same Washington, D.C. law firm where Representative Liz Cheney's husband is a partner. Levy's history includes representing the opposition research firm Fusion GPS during the Russia hoax. It is unclear how Hunter could afford such powerful lawyers while cash poor. Hunter admitted was nearly penniless while Joe Biden was vice president, living paycheck to paycheck after out-of-control spending. From 2018 to 2019, Joe Biden even committed to wiring Hunter $100,000. In 2021, Hunter began earning money as an artist. Reports indicate Hunter sold five paintings for $375,000 before 2022. Since then, Hunter has sold about seven more works for more than his asking price of $500,000. Outside of Hunter's artistic endeavors, he earned tens of millions of dollars from foreign business deals for which Hunter offered no real work, according to Breitbart News's senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. What we know is that the Biden family has benefited from commercial deals overseas to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. That's not in dispute. That's based on the so-called suspicious activity reports that the Treasury Department has released because a U.S. Senate committee asked for it, Schweitzer explained. These documents show the flow of funds from Russian, Ukrainian, and Chinese sources, among others. So we know there's been a flow of funds. We also know that the people sending that money have very close relationships with the government. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, previously requested Morris disclose how Hunter's financial entanglements. Morris, who reportedly gave Hunter $2 million to pay the IRS for delinquent taxes, did not comply. Comer plans to demand reissue a request to Morris now that House Republicans hold the majority and have subpoena power. The committee has argued that such financial support may constitute an in-kind contribution to President Biden's political efforts, which means they should be formally reported and subject to legal limitations, a contention rejected by Hunter Biden's supporters, The Post reported. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.